Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You don't always have time to listen to the entire show, even though we'd like to believe that that's what you do. So, in the interest of that, we've picked what we think is pretty good. So here's 15 pretty good minutes of the Jet Buchanan Show. Thanks for listening.
In the morning, we listen to
the Jet Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC. KLUC.
Teamed up with the Fox 5 Surprise Squad. Want to surprise somebody you love. Not just for Valentine's Day. I think this has gotten so big that we're going to extend it out through the month of February. Surprise multiple people on Fox 5 News at 4. We're filming the first one today. Very excited about that. And so call 702-364-9898 right now. Some folks have already jumped in ahead of the line, which is smart. Right?
Yeah.
But there's still time for you if you'd like to call right now and try and get through. Arlene, I never expected we get the last. Who would be the last person that any of us would think that would pop up in one of these to surprise your loved one? I didn't think we'd hear about a mother-in-law.
This ought to be good.
But yeah, we're guessing it's a good one, Arlene.
15 years ago, I would have never even thought that we would even be talking.
Right? How did your relationship start?
Well, I met my husband here in Vegas. I was 18, he was 24, and we got married a month later. It was just wham, bam. He lived in Chicago, I lived here, and I ended up just moving back with him. And, you know, his family was a little apprehensive about it because I was young, and, you know, we're both so young, and it was just so quick. So they weren't really, you know, in my favor, I guess you can say.
So fast forward to now.
I got into a motorcycle accident in 2003, and he's now confined to a wheelchair. And me and my mother-in-law really had it out then. And then fast forward to just 2 years ago, my husband was diagnosed with a rare blood cancer. And my mother-in-law has really stepped up. I mean, she goes above and beyond for me and my five kids. I mean, she's amazing.
It's just phenomenal.
Yeah,
no, she really does. I mean, like, to say that, you know, years ago I was banging out her windows in her car, and today she's my best friend.
Oh, whoa.
Please, Spence.
Please elaborate on the banging out the mother-in-law's windows, please.
This story just got good.
Oh, yeah, we had our days. We had our ups and downs.
Would you say you couldn't do it without her?
Most definitely. Most definitely. I don't have my mother in my life. I don't have my father in my life. I'm not very close with my siblings, and she's really stepped up for me. I mean, she's there for my kids whenever we are late on doctor's appointments, whenever we need to be somewhere, whenever we're behind on a bill, whenever my car has issues. She is always there no matter what. I mean, she's got my back. If I need coffee, she gives me coffee.
But you keep glossing over this whole, I mean, at one point you were banging out car windows.
Yeah, man. She straight snatched me up. I'm a little, you know, 115er.
What were you fighting about?
Well, my husband had gotten in a motorcycle accident, and it was just a big thing over, you know, what we had and where we were going to stay. And, you know, he had a daughter and I had a son from previous relationships. So it was just a lot of, you know, chaotic family things, and they wanted to get involved in stuff because he was pretty, you know, out of it.
And that's really hard because not only are you dealing with the person that you love, that I'm assuming almost died.
Yes.
And now they're in a wheelchair for what you believe to be the rest of their life.
Oh, yeah, for sure. So I mean, he's been up in prosthetics and everything, but now with the blood cancer, it's just so many more health issues that come up. It's just up and down.
You're scared to death.
Oh, yeah.
How are you going to support these kids? How are you going to live your life? How are everything?
I had, I had to quit my job. And I honestly, you know how it is. I'm a stay-at-home mom. I have no, you know, I have no long-term credentials or anything to show that, you know, I'm going to be able to support my kids. And she says no matter what, she's there for me and the kids. So, awesome. I mean, I couldn't ask for a better mother-in-law than that.
Bingo. That's awesome. Arlene, thank you. Hang on one second. We'll get some more info out of you. Lauren, again, we're surprising folks for Valentine's Day, and I believe throughout the entire month of February, with the Fox 5 Surprise Squad. We're going out to film the first one this afternoon. I'm excited. I'm really excited. Yeah. So we should surprise your husband, huh, Lauren?
Yes.
How come?
He has just gone above and beyond when, you know, I can't. I've been having a lot of seizures, and I had to have surgery, and he steps up and takes care of all three of our kids.
Whoa, how come? What's, why?
I have an issue where with my my hormone balance, and it causes me to have seizures, and we thought getting my tubes removed would solve the issue, but it's actually made it worse. So he has to leave work sometimes to come home to be there to take care of the kids, and he works 60-plus hours a week. If not more. There's some days where I don't see him at all because he has to.
And you said three kids?
Yeah, we have three kids.
How old are they?
They are 10 months, 5 years, and 10 years.
Oh, good Lord.
Yeah.
Oh, good Lord. That's tough enough on anybody.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, his job isn't the safest job. He's a repossessive agent. And, you know, he's had guns pulled on him before, and
sure.
he still does the job because he knows that we need the money. And, you know, we both work full time, but we still are just struggling, you know?
He gets paid by the job too, right?
Yeah, it has to be the car that he picks up. It's not hourly or anything like that.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, my God. And then so if he's helping you, he ain't working.
Exactly.
And then you said also he sacrificed more than that. He sacrificed his love.
Oh, yeah. He is a race car driver. And the race car has been on jack stands since last year.
Understand, anybody who's been around that, that is a labor.
It's hard to let go. It's so hard for him. He just wants to get the car ready to go race again. And he can't do that because we have too many bills and, you know.
Yeah, people who are into racing are all the way. You know how you feel about the Golden Knights now, Spence?
Mm-hmm. No, I get it. Because and race car driving is not my thing, but I can see whatever your passion is being up on blocks. That breaks my heart.
Oh, my God, and you have to stare at it every day. You have to look at it every day.
Yeah, I understand that.
Oof. Lauren, thank you. That's a great story. Thank you. Hang on one second. And now we turn to Kim. Hey, Kim.
Hi.
Hey.
Hello.
So you would like us to get together with the Fox 5 Surprise Squad and surprise your mom?
Yes, I would.
How come?
We're going on 2 years, February 25th. My dad passed away unexpectedly of cancer. He was diagnosed August of 15 and passed February of 16.
That's tough. That's tough.
Yes, and yeah, very tough. And my mom, the whole month of February, she's depressed. Valentine's Day, they were married 25 years, was one of their anniversary, not their wedding anniversary, but I think when they first met. And he would surprise her with roses and chocolates and a nice dinner, and now she has nothing. And last year she went to the cemetery to kind of celebrate her own Valentine's Day with him, but recently it's been vandalized and his plot was destroyed, so we're in the process of they're replacing it.
What did they do? What did they do?
Well, they claim the workers are careless. And they, when they're digging for the next plot, it cracked the headstone. And every time she would go, the flowers were missing. The solar lights she would put on were shattered. The balloons she would put there were gone. And And it finally got settled and they are replacing it. But we won't get another one until I think May or June. So she can't go there. So she's very depressed about that, and she she's done a lot for our family since then. She watches my son, who's 2 years old. And when my dad was going through chemo and radiation, the 6 months, she wanted my son there. It kept her going. She said, no, I'm not going to stop watching him. I will take dad, and I will still watch your son and pick up my sister's kids from school and help out.
I'm going to ask you a question, and this may be tough. Sure. I'm going to ask you a question that I haven't asked anybody else.
Okay.
But it jumped into my head, and I thought, well, this might be something we need to know. What if you were in charge of it right now? If we said, okay, Kim, we're in. What do we do? What should we do? What would you do if you had our resources behind you? What would you do to surprise her?
What would I do to surprise her?
Yeah, what would be meaningful?
Showing up to her house. And we do, my brother does this. He brings her flowers, and we try and do what we can for her. But now, what would we do?
I know, right?
It is hard, because you can't, like she said, it doesn't get easier. It doesn't even, you just
no.
deal with it.
No.
So we do bring her flowers. We do bring her chocolate.
Yeah.
But you see that void. You see that it's not the same.
Just let her know that she's loved.
Yeah.
Yeah. And having that surprise, I mean, I know she knows we are always there for her and we will do whatever. But having that surprise and, wow, my kids, they went above and beyond and do this, I think would make her feel good. I mean, even for us now, she's on a fixed income, but she still wants us over for family dinner every Sunday because she wants to cook for us. She misses having that person to cook for, having that person to talk to just sit there with her and watch TV, go to dinner, go take her to dinner, go somewhere.
So like even a grocery card.
Yes.
So she could buy the stuff for dinner.
Right. Right. And you know, like I was telling, I think Davey, we buried him on his 60th birthday. It was a week after March 3rd. And then 2 days later, my brother got married. So we had to go from a funeral to a wedding.
Yep.
So this whole month just brings back flashbacks to her of a place she doesn't want to be at. Because it was so unexpected.
How are you holding up?
It's hard. Yeah. It's hard. And my, like, even now with my son's too, and he won't know his grandfather, and my brother, who he's having a baby in April, and it's just so many things are happening. And it makes it hard. And it's true. It doesn't get easier. It really doesn't. You just deal with it. The best
well,
you can.
You know I went through it too. You know I know.
Yeah.
That's why I'm at. That's why I probably held you on the phone much longer than I needed to.
Yeah. So. Losing a parent is hard. Like she said, you'll never know until you lose your own spouse. You can't explain it.
Yeah, but losing your husband or wife or whatever.
Right.
Ooh, man.
It's tough.
Ooh, man. All right.
I know.
Kim, hang on 1 second. We'll get some more details out of you and
goodness.
Well, there's stuff to work with.
I can't wait to hear the other side of it, the happy ending part when you go start to film tonight and Fox News at 4 and all that.
Yeah. Fox 5 News at 4, I believe the first one, I would have to check the email, but I believe the first one will air on Valentine's Day.
Okay.
So there you go. And I think we will have more opportunities for you to tell your story.
Jeff Buchanan Show.
That's what I'm talking about.
I neglected to ask, do we have jokes that didn't make the cut this week? Do we?
I have one that didn't make the cut. It was
just
on
one
the
that didn't make the cut? Okay. Maybe the show killer is on the phone first.
P1 Veronica Cruz from the East Side.
Hello, Veronica Cruz.
Hi.
By the way, as you may be aware, in Kayla's Showbiz Smackdown, which is every day at 8:20, Michael E. Menden was making solid gold P1 charms for Valentine's Day. I was calling them pendants. Ooh. But I guess it's not a pendant unless it comes with the chain.
Okay.
But so you can get the chain that you like to go with your P1 charm.
Oh, smart.
Okay? Or do whatever you want with it. Apparently, they are done, and apparently, they are spectacular.
Awesome.
Oh, I can't wait to see
them. Yeah. Yeah. I was trying to get somebody to send me a picture. But apparently, that's too hard.
No.
I don't know. I don't know. But apparently, they're great. I just mentioned it because you're a P1. And you've got Backstreet Boys tickets. Congratulations.
Thank you.
And we will also let you sit in on, because Kayla's super fantastic, happy time, greatest joke ever of the week is coming up next. And what we have found is really where the fun in this bit is finding out the jokes finding out what the jokes are that didn't make the cut.
Oh, no.
So just one didn't make the cut?
Just one. Really? About two pretty solid ones, and I'm like, all right.
And this is the one that didn't make it.
Yeah. Okay. Why is basketball the messiest Olympic sport?
So, Kayla, why is basketball the messiest Olympic sport?
Because the players dribble all over the court.
So that one just missed the...
That's the one that missed.
That one missed.
Veronica liked it.
Yeah, it wasn't bad.
Veronica liked it.
It wasn't a slam dunk, but it was all right.
Basketball reference. See, we see what's going on here. All right, you have a great weekend. Have fun at Backstreet Boys.
Thank you. You as well.
All right, hang on one second. It's funny she should mention that. Something I've kept even from Spence and Kayla. I have a super secret meeting with Backstreet Boys later on this afternoon.
Do you?
Wait, what?
Do you want to come with?
I would love to.
Kayla, will you come with?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I need your help.
But I'm going to... The problem is I'll fangirl. Am I allowed to fangirl?
Well, you know, you're going to have to not trip out.
All right.
Why don't you ask me if I want to go?
Because you don't want to go.
I don't want to go. You're right.
You don't want to go. You don't want to go. And honestly, I don't want you there.
Oh, thanks.
For Backstreet Boys, really... I'm really.
Have you been into my?
Are you really that?
I
hurt?
Have a room that's dedicated to AJ.
The idea,
jackass.
How about Lil Fizz?
Because he's not in Backstreet Boys.
Yeah, because AJ.
That's B2K
and Heaven and Bobby and Lil Fizz.
Yeah,
right.
exactly the band.
Well, Lil Fizz was only there for that one hit, and then he was out. So.
Here's the true story. Some really good friends of all of ours. Who live across the street from me, their daughter, who's like family to us, babysits Howie's kids. And I just couldn't remember which guy it was that she babysat for.
Okay.
And I'm asking my wife last night, and she's just giggling. If I can make you, Spence, you know, if I can make my wife laugh.
It's a good thing.
That's the great, because she's heard all of my junk. She didn't, you know, she didn't think I'm funny at all. And so if I can make my wife, and I was doing that all night. I was like, so wait a minute, so which ones are the guys? So it's JT and Wanye.
Quavo.
Yeah, Quavo. Oh, I'm coming up with it.
This is the Jeff Buchanan Show. On 98.5 KLUC.
And I brought up the Backstreet Boys thing just again because we were giving away tickets. And this is a kind of a semi super secret thing that I'm just not allowed to tell details of. But the reason I bring it up is that I would believe the Backstreet Boys on this show, as we will record later on today.
Nice.
Backstreet Boys on this show Monday morning.
Oh, that would be so awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, I guess you could fangirl out.
Okay. As long as I'm allowed to.
If we can fit into your busy schedule.
Well, you know, people need a lot of me, so.
All we can get. To that end. Ladies and gentlemen. It's Kayla's super fantastic happy time, greatest joke ever of the week. You heard the one that didn't make the cut. Now here's the one that did. She makes the cut every single time. Ladies and gentlemen, here's Kayla.
So why was the Olympian not able to listen to music?
Why was the... Spence looks hopeful, by the way. He looks hopeful for this. Why was the Olympian... Good setup? You like the setup on that?
Yeah, because it's timely.
Why was the Olympian not able to listen to music?
Because he broke the record.
God. For those of you that are under 60, a record was stamped onto vinyl and they played on a record player.
Davey, you get it? Because he broke the record in the Olympics.
Yeah.
Got that lasso?
Oh, yeah. No, I got it.
Sure.
I thought it was funny.
Yeah, thank man. You. Broke the record. Kayla's super fantastic. Happy time. Greatest show ever of the week.
The Jeff Buchanan Show. The Jeff Buchanan Show. 98.5. Yeah. KLQC.
not to be outdone, Spencer's Song of the Week within about 10 minutes. What are you working on
the
today?
The Winter Olympics.
Oh, sure. Are we going to be using copywritten music that we're probably not allowed to?
We're going to use music that is licensed and paid for by our contract with those publishing companies.
Oh, good. I was going to say it's the most dangerous song of the week ever.
Right.
waking you. This is the Jeff Buchanan Show. Yo, wake up on 98.5 KLUC.
Wait, Davey tells me we can't do the song yet. That we have to answer the call on line one.
Okay.
Do you pronounce it Amaryllis?
I do.
Beautiful. One for one today. Nice. It's going to be a good weekend. All Davey said was that we had to talk to you before we could do the song of the week. That's all I know.
Okay, so I wanted to call because a couple of days ago, you read my Instagram post on your show.
I know you. Wait, let me read that again. Oh, it'll take forever for me to scroll through the notifications. Let me read that again.
Okay.
No, you're phenomenal. The other day, she posted a picture. Of course, it's taken forever for the picture to come up.
Of course.
And for everything else. Oh, there it is. She posted her picture of her hot coffee. The cup says Mamacita. And you know how I know it's hot coffee? Because her other hand has a towel that she's using to hold the, because the cup is hot.
It was my blanket. I was in bed.
Oh, could be. She says, this isn't just any cup of coffee. It's what this coffee represents. My daughter brings me a cup to bed every morning. We have this great routine. After coffee, I drive her to school. We listen to the Chet Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC for Spence's challenge and the good feeling story of the day. We talk about our goals for the day. It's our routine. But it starts with my daughter bringing me a cup of coffee. It doesn't sound like such a big deal. But for a teenager to think about mom and what she needs and what would start her day off right, wow. She has such a loving and selfless heart. I am a blessed mother. And I felt that we were equally, if not even maybe a touch more blessed, that we could even be a part of your world. And so that's what I said. I said, thank you for letting us be a part of your morning. I love this so much. And she wrote back, Sophia and I go word for word most mornings. Spence's song is sung. Spence's challenge. Yeah. Willy Wonka is quoted, so you get nothing.
Oh, yeah.
And a God Bless America has said the best way to start each morning.
Oh. So nice.
My God.
It is. It's fabulous. And sometimes we joke and we're like, come on, they're running late on Spence's challenge. You know, it's like almost time to drop them off at school. And we're like, come on, let's go. Because we love it. We just, it's our thing. And, you know, it just gets us going every morning. And you guys are a blast to listen to. And it's funny because she saw a picture that I have with you from years ago. Because you and I met at one of Gary's Spivey shows, like literally like maybe 10 years ago. I don't even know.
And you're calling to tell me that this is my daughter?
No.
You're a psychic.
But it's hilarious because when she saw the picture, she goes, Mom, that looks like Dad, because my ex-husband and you could pass for twins.
Oh, wow.
Honey, it is your dad.
Yeah, let's stop with this narrative right now.
So well, it looks like you have a type.
Yeah, so I'm like, this has been a part of life in Vegas for more years than I can remember. And we are such a small community, and to be able to share that with my daughter as a teenager now and just be able to enjoy your show every morning, it's just awesome.
That's really, really sweet. And I realize how amazingly self-serving that this could end up sounding. But truly, I just, and thank you, Davey, for putting her through.
Thank you.
And that we get the chance to say thank you to you. So thank you.
Yeah. Well, thank you. And we love you guys. And just keep rocking the morning show.
Sweet. Thank you very much. Well, and now to just blow that completely out of the water. Another exclusive presentation of the Jeff Buchanan Show. And really maybe the best part of our week. It's Spencer's
Song
of the Week. Ladies and gentlemen, here's your best friend, Spence.
Oh, I like that.
Sure.
Let me understand this. So what you do is you cross-country ski, then you stop and you shoot at targets.
Yes.
That, you can win medals for that. It's called the biathlon.
Yeah. Who doesn't like that?
And there's a bunch of other
Stupid Sports.
No! It's if my by stupid, of, you mean awesome.
It's my song of the week, Chet.
This is true.
It's my time to shine.
This is true.
Winter Olympics. Winter Olympics. I don't care for the Winter Olympics. Didn't even know they get snow in South Korea. Hockey's cool, but what the hell is curling? If you don't know why they brush the ice, homie, I feel ya. Snowball fights, no snowball fights. Why are there no snowball fights? A gold medal in snowball fight, that's what I'm wishing. Cross-country skiing, could it be more boring? It's as exciting as watching ice fishing. And ice dancing is just figure skating with a different name. But topless ice lap dancing, they should add that to the Winter Games. Unless you have a bobsleigh or you are from Norway. I know you're not from Norway. The Winter Games are lame.
We're cool.
The stupidest thing you've ever heard. Spencer's Song of the Week.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.